Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and broadcasting live from New York City, one of my favorite places on the planet. I like New York City, folks, and I really always have. It's a cool place. A lot of exciting things going on here. And in fact, as I've said before, of all the big cities I've been to around the world, this is the easiest one to know. If you just understand how a grid works, you can do what you need to do it. And somebody who I think knows what I'm talking about, our friend Robert Walsh. He's the commissioner, New York's City Department of Small Business Services. And he and I met a year ago when at the same event at this at the Small Business Leadership Summit, the first one. And now we're here at the second one. And but this time, and he's been on the show a couple of times, but this time he and I are sitting across from each other. Mr. Commissioner, welcome back to the show.
It's nice to have you in New York again. Thank you very much.
It's good to be back. And I love coming to New York, and I got to say something. This is out of your area, but I'm going to give you credit for it too, Rob. And that's last night. My wife and I were walking through Midtown Manhattan walking around town, and we actually not too late at night, but it was after dark. I remember coming here 25 years ago when I didn't feel completely safe doing that. I felt like I was walking through my neighborhood last night, walking through Midtown Manhattan.
That's great to hear.
Congratulations. I know a lot of work has been done by a lot of people over the years to get New York to this place. I just think somebody needs to congratulate New York on the way the city works now. And I just think that needs to be said.
Well, thank you very much. I know Mayor Bloomberg is very proud, excuse me, of how safe and how strong the city has come. And it was people like you, Jim, that after the terrible incidents after 9/11 were out on your radio show, you know, telling people to go visit New York and help us rebuild. We have rebuilt. We've been through some difficult times. Our neighborhoods are safer than ever before. And when we hear about experiences like you had in Midtown, it just makes us smile.
Well, and you know what? We should tip our hats to small business owners, too, because they're the people who really drive an awful lot of this economy and help provide the revenue and just the good neighborhoods.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's this job has afforded me to see corners of New York City like never before.
Human stories.
Human stories, people, entrepreneurs who want to grow, who want to develop their neighborhoods, who want to stay if they're natives of Brooklyn or the Bronx or Queens. They want to build their communities. And it's happening, and it's happening through a Main Street mentality. Mm-hmm. We have over 200,000 small businesses in New York City. They truly are
the five boroughs.
In the five boroughs. And they truly are the backbone of our neighborhoods. There's over 170 different languages spoken in New York. And I think that is one of the reasons why people keep coming back, because every time, you know, a visitor comes back, they want to see another, you know, part of New York,
right?
And that makes us special.
Well, I want to congratulate Mayor Bloomberg and you for the Small Business Services Department, because, you know, I've been around New York a long time. I've seen Wall Street come and go more than once. You know, I'm not part of Wall Street, but in terms of observing it, you know, this isn't my first rodeo with these guys. And the city takes it on when Wall Street takes a hit like they have lately, but the small business community still is the foundation for the economy, isn't it?
You know, so true. You know, when Wall Street does get a cold, everybody else gets one also.
Right.
When they sneeze, everyone gets a cold, I guess the expression is.
Right.
And, you know, there are a lot of small businesses who support Wall Street now that are suffering. You know, over the next 2 years, we're projecting a loss of about 165,000 jobs in New York alone, 35,000 of them coming from the financial sector. So it is tough times. And Mayor Bloomberg likes to say, you know, during the toughest times, government and the private sector working with small businesses has to get even stronger and better and smarter to tackle some of the issues.
Incorporate for us what, and folks, I think it's important for you to understand what New York's doing, because these are the kinds of things that we can migrate across the country.
That's right.
And this has got to be done across the communities, across the states, across this country, because this is a, we've got to all work, but incorporate for us what's, when is now to help small business owners with their, what you've been doing, the plan that you've had, and then how is that going to change? How is that going to be modified to address the new challenges?
Well, thank you for asking. You know, one of the key things that the mayor did was create a one-of-a-kind agency to deal with small businesses and small business services. But beyond that, what he also did was eliminate what was the jobs agency. It was the Department of Employment.
Mm-hmm.
And he combined the two, and looking at workforce development as a small business need and initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So we opened up workforce centers throughout our five boroughs. We are serving more people than ever before. We just expanded our hours, so into the nights, onto the weekends, so people who are going to school or have work obligations or family obligations could take advantage of this. These are not your typical, ordinary, run-of-the-mill job center. These are centers where small businesses and some large businesses go in and say, we need a workforce that is well prepared to go, and on our end, government working with partners, mm-hmm. we can now put people in front of our businesses.
One of the biggest crises for small businesses in America is finding the right people for the job. Not finding people. We got people who can fog a mirror, but finding the right people.
Absolutely. And when you give credit where credit is due, mm-hmm. Mayor Bloomberg, who was a small businessman,
right.
Now a larger business.
He's doing pretty well. We don't worry about him anymore.
No, we don't. We don't at all. But, but you know, he realized this, and he realized that we needed to develop a system where we could end up providing a funnel for small businesses throughout New York City. And what we have done in workforce has truly become a model, and I'm very proud of the gains we have made. We're now placing, we'll have placed close to 19,000 people, this year alone.
Good.
Last year,
congratulations.
Yeah, it's
those families and those small businesses who they work for. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and we will be training, many more, and working with many of the companies so they can continue to grow and develop in New York City.
See, these are the kinds of these things are happening across America. Chambers of Commerce are going to schools and training those, talking to those schools about getting their people educated, the kids educated, so they can take the jobs that are available locally.
That's right.
These are the kinds of things that are happening. We got to do more of that. Stand by, Mr. Commissioner. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Rob Walsh is Commissioner of New York City Department of Small Business Services, and he and I will be right back. Stay with us. I'm in New York City. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from New York City in the at the Union League Club here in Midtown Manhattan. One of my favorite places in the world is Manhattan, ladies and gentlemen. It's a cool place. And if you get a chance, I encourage you to come here and enjoy it. And I'll tell you, some of the best friends I've got on planet Earth have never left Manhattan. They're not New Yorkers. They're Manhattanites.
Yeah.
And by the way, folks, we're visiting with Robert Walsh. He's the Commissioner of New York City Department of Small Business Services, and one of our good friends and a member of Trust. We're very happy to have him as part of our Brain Trust. But Rob, I've been here in New York over the last almost 30 years. And some of them, I don't even work with them. I haven't worked with them for 20 years, and we're still friends.
That's great.
Wonderful people here I think people like watching New Yorkers be New Yorkers, and New Yorkers like watching the rest of us be the way we are.
I really think
there's some fun in that.
I think you're right. As someone who lived all his life in New York until I got a job in Charlotte, North Carolina for 5 years, and then getting the offer to come back to New York to work for the mayor, I could agree with you. And I have some wonderful, wonderful friends now from all over the country, and I think they love coming up. They like you know, seeing what's new and poking around, you know, the city. It's a special place.
Yeah, it really is, especially this time of year. Okay. Today, the mayor is in Washington, D.C.
Yes, he is.
And what's he doing there?
He's visiting with a number of congressional leaders. You know, obviously, you know, we're all dealing with the financial crisis that's upon us, particularly in New York, which, you know, with our large financial sector in New York and dealing with some of the issues that you know, he has said time and time again, you know, the worst thing we could do in New York is slow down on so many different fronts. You know, and it brings back memories of myself and I guess what you alluded to as a kid, when we faced cuts before, we ended up cutting our services, our police force, our sanitation force, and it all came.
That's a downward spiral we can't get into.
And the mayor has been, you know, very committed to, you know, making sure that the city is strong and goes forward and recovers and works with many of the New Yorkers that are in need. But at the same time, you know, I picked up the paper like you did yesterday, and you know, looked at the cuts in jobs in November, you know, alone across the country.
522,000.
522,000, the worst since
210 of those were small businesses.
It's amazing, right? I mean, it's the worst since 1974. It said, you know, the generation ago, you know, and it's just hard to believe. And I think, you know, quite frankly, here in New York, the one thing that we did recognize and what we're talking about today is the strength and the importance of small businesses. You know, and as we go around the city, yes, they have been affected by large businesses and the impact of credit drying up. But if we could keep that strength, and if we could keep our neighborhoods intact, and we could get people, you know, continue to work together, you know, we could weather the storm too.
So what is in light of what must be a, you know, what you guys must be forecasting a deficit in terms of. In terms of
billions
of in this economy, the New York economy, in light of all that, how so are you now that in light of all that you know you got a businessman at the helm, so he knows how to run a business efficiently. This probably I'm sure this isn't his first rodeo either. So that's good news. But how are you going to be able to maintain a level of services and growth in your program to help small business owners? How are you going to be able to do that?
It's a good question. I mean, and you know, quite frankly, there are tough decisions we're going to end up having to make. It's a tough one. You know, in a smaller agency like mine, is, you know, there are things that quite frankly I cannot do now, and I have to make, you know, some decisions of what we could do and what we do best. And put those resources in those areas which are the most important. I mean, already we have delayed a class, you know, on a larger scale, you know, of police cadets, you know, for our streets. We're not going to eliminate it, but we're delaying it. There are steps like that being taken on every single level.
One of the things I'd like to encourage you to do, and I know you're going to do this, but I just wanted to say it out loud, and that is never underestimate the ability of your small business owners in this city to be your partner in all this. Never underestimate that. Ask them, enlist their help. Go to them and say, this is what we want to do. This is what we're trying to do. You know what the financial situation is. What can we do to help you? What can you do to help us? What can we do together?
Jeremy, you're so right. I wish it could be replicated, you know, all throughout the 50 states. You know, for saying that, you are so right, and it's so important. And I think it's a message that we hear loud and clear here in New York.
Well, and I know you're doing that. I just think that I think sometimes people don't realize. You know, you got that little dry cleaner over there. You got that little restaurant over there. You got that little bead distributor over here. You got this little bitty manufacturer over there. You know, we don't always ask. I mean, all we are the big guys. You know, they don't employ over 50 employees. Small business owners do, and you know that. And I just hope that we can get that involvement in solving this situation we've got. I wish we had more time. Will you come back again real soon?
I would.
Can I have a website?
www.nyc.gov.
.gov. Okay.
.gov.
Commissioner Walsh, thank you for being here. Thank you for all you do for small business.
Thank you for what you're doing for New York City.
Thank you. See
I
you a little bit
it.
Later on.
Okay.
I'll take a quick break, folks. I'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.